reflectively at the glow in the forge. There was a bottomless quality to Nanny Ogg's silences, and also a certain directional component. Jason was quite clear that the silence was being aimed at him. He always fell for it. He tried to fill it up.
And that Diamanda's been properly educated, he said. She knows some lovely words.
Silence.
And I know you've always said there weren't enough young girls interested in learning witching these days,
said Jason. He removed the iron bar and hit it a few times for the look of the thing. More silence flowed in Jason's direction.
There goes up and dances in the mountains every full moon.
Nanny Ogg removed her pipe and inspected the bowl carefully.
People do say, said Jason, lowering his voice, that they dances in the all together.
All together what?
Said Nanny Ogg.
You know, Mum, in the nude.
Cool. There's a thing. Anyone see where they go?
Nah, Weaver the Thatcher says they always give him the slip.
Jason?
Yes, Mum. They been dancing round the stones.
Jason hit his thumb. There were a number of gods in the mountains and forests of Lankra. One of them was known as Hearn the Hunted. He was a god of the chase and the hunt, more or less. Most gods are created and sustained by belief and hope. Hunters danced in animal skins and created gods of the chase, who tended to be hearty and boisterous with the tact of a tidal wave. But they are not the only gods of hunting. The prey has an occult voice too, as the blood pounds and the hounds bay. Hearn was the god of the chased and the hunted, and all small animals whose ultimate destiny is to be an abrupt, damp squeak. He was about 3 feet high, with rabbit ears and very small horns, but he did have an extremely good turn of speed, and was using it to the full as he tore madly through the woods.
They're coming! They're coming! They're all coming back!
Who are?
Said Jason Ogg. He was holding his thumb in the water trough. Nanny Ogg sighed.
Them! She said. You know, them. We ain't certain, but...
Who's them?
Nanny hesitated. There were some things you didn't tell ordinary people. On the other hand, Jason was a blacksmith, which meant he wasn't ordinary. Blacksmiths had to keep secrets. And he was family. Nanny Ogg had had an adventurous youth and wasn't very good at counting, but she was pretty certain he was her son.
You see, she said, waving her hands vaguely, them stones, the dancers, see, in the old days, see, once upon a time...
She stopped and tried again to explain the essentially fractal nature of reality.
Like, there's some places that are thinner than others, where the old doorways used to be. Well, not doorways, never exactly understood it myself, not doorways as such, more places where the world is thinner. Anyway, the thing is, the dancers are a kind of fence. When I say we, I mean thousands of years ago. I mean, but they're not just stones, they're some kind of thunderbolt iron. But there's things like tides, only not with water. It's when worlds get closer together and you can nearly step between them. Anyway, if people have been hanging around the stones, playing around, then... They'll be back if we're not careful.
What, they?
That's the old trouble, said Nanny miserably. If I tells you, you'll get it all wrong. They lives on the other side of the dancers.
Her son stared at her. Then a faint grin of realisation wandered across his face.
Ah, he said, I knows. I heard them wizards down in Ankh is always accidentally ripping holes in this fabric of reality they got down there. And you get them horrible things coming out of the dungeon dimensions. Huge buggers with dozens of eyeballs and more legs than a Morris team.
He gripped his number 5 hammer.
Don't you worry, Mum. If they starts popping out here, we'll soon...
No, it ain't like that, said Nanny. Those live outside. But them lives over there.
Jason looked completely lost. Nanny shrugged. She'd have to tell someone sooner or later.
The lords and ladies, she said.
Who are they?
Nanny looked around. But after all, this was a forge. There had been a forge here long before there was a castle, long before there was even a kingdom. There were horseshoes everywhere. Iron had entered the very walls. It wasn't just a place of iron. It was a place where iron died and was reborn. If you couldn't speak the words here, you couldn't speak them.